Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Catastrophic failure. That's not just the words that can be used to describe the last 3 years of the Joe Biden, John Tester regime, but we had a catastrophic failure of the siphon at St. Mary Canal. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. If you missed our coverage in the 6 o'clock hour of this show, we do have a story on our Montana Talks website. In an announcement Monday morning via social media, the Milk River Project stated that the St. Mary siphon, part of the St. Mary Canal, has suffered a catastrophic failure at the inlet of both siphon tubes. The powerful water flow caused the 100-plus-year-old siphons to break apart, washing away the concrete structures holding the pipes underneath. And then KRTV out of Great Falls has the report. That was the headline that I shared with you, catastrophic failure headline. They have a report here as well, featuring information from, apparently the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation personnel were monitoring a crack. Thankfully no one was hurt, but the damage is extensive. The canal was shut down prior to the failure, but the hillside and nearby Hooks Hideaway Bar, Hotel, and Roping Arena have all been significantly impacted by the water. The Blackfeet Tribal Business Council posted on Facebook, the St. Mary Canal, Milk River, and Babb is closed to all river activities. And people are asked to stay out of the area as they are still evaluating the extent of the damage. Jim in Malta raised a good question in terms of what the downstream impacts might be to folks along that Milk River, that whole Milk River system. The Bureau of Reclamation said in a news release that the breach caused local flooding and erosion, with some areas resulting in washout. And then if you heard Russell Nimitz's Farm and Ranch report around 6:20, he had an audio interview where the woman he interviewed said that the damage is even worse than it looks, because the water is covering the massive hole that has been created underneath it. And we may have more on this story coming up here around 7:20 when we play the Farm and Ranch report from our friend Lane Nordland. But Congressman Matt Rosendale yesterday, in fact, I first saw his message via X earlier in the day. He was alerted by the Milk River Irrigation Project Joint Board of Control that the St. Mary Canal suffered a catastrophic failure while reclamation personnel were monitoring a crack. He says, thankfully, no Montanans were injured in this catastrophe earlier today. He added, quote, while the Biden administration sends billions to Ukraine, they refuse to invest in critical infrastructure here at home. Biden's new Green Deal is welfare for the wealthy, not wise infrastructure investment. So well said there by Eastern District Congressman Matt Rosendale. I've also got a statement here from Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines that I'll share with you here coming up right after this next news and weather break. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. We've got the phone lines open for the full hour, and then John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, with us at 8.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. House Republicans have tried to impeach President Biden for nearly a year without much success. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy initiated the investigation last July, even though the House lacked the votes for months to formalize the inquiry. Now the election is just 4.5 months away, and it doesn't look like Republicans have the goods nor the votes to impeach the president. They appear to have settled on a handful of panaceas. The House voted in February to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. A trio of House committees also recommended criminal referrals for Hunter Biden and James Biden, the president's brother. Three House committee chairs accused Hunter Biden and James Biden of lying to Congress during closed-door depositions. And then there was contempt of Congress for Attorney General Merrick Garland. Republicans demanded that Garland fork over audio tapes from the transcribed interview Special Counsel Robert Hur conducted with the president for his investigation into the classified documents case. The House has the transcript, but wants to hear the president's responses, including potential pauses. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll stay with cloudy skies across the area today, along with some more rain showers around the region at times as well. High temperature readings will stay around the mid and upper 50s. For tonight, still looking at some showers, a couple thunderstorms around, especially early, and then temperatures head back in the mid-30s in Bozeman, around 40 in Billings. Now with sunshine Wednesday, mid-60s in Bozeman, mid-70s in Billings. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Andy in Whitefish just sent us a message on the Montana Talks app calling it St. Mary's Sabotage. Andy, feel free to send us another message expanding on that. I don't know if we've seen anything yet that would say that this was a deliberate attack on our infrastructure. But, you know, but if you want to call it sabotage, I think it's, we see this constantly out of the federal government in particular. They love to build new buildings. They love to buy more federal land, but then they don't take care of what they've already got. That's why we see, you know, crumbling infrastructure. You know, you look at infrastructure, especially agricultural infrastructure here in Montana. And it's so great when you travel to northeastern Montana and, you know, the Golden Triangle, the Platinum Triangle, as our friends in northeastern Montana are referring to themselves now. And you see new infrastructure, you know, new terminals, new ag facilities built for the first time in 100 years. This is the new private sector infrastructure. The private sector is investing in infrastructure because, something about the private sector. They make smarter business decisions than the public sector. So you've seen this new private infrastructure in ag infrastructure in particular. Updates, upgrades over the last 10 or so years, you've seen this in particular, especially in northeastern Montana, which is good to see. But then what you simultaneously see is you see a lack of public infrastructure investments. It's because our federal government has been more intent on becoming a welfare state than doing things that are actually for the welfare and benefit of we the people. And that actually ties in. Oh, let me share very quickly here. Montana Senator Steve Daines also sent out a statement regarding this catastrophic failure on the St. Mary's infrastructure project here. With the second failure at St. Mary's today, I'm keeping close contact with authorities on the ground. Stay vigilant and stay away from the affected areas. He said earlier that he was monitoring the concerning siphon breach on the St. Mary Canal and has been in contact with local irrigators as well as the Bureau of Reclamation. The damage is serious, and he says, I'm standing by to help local authorities in any way necessary. But again, we've got a federal government. They love buying more land, but they never like taking care of the infrastructure that's already in place. And that's why, frankly, one of the good things that Senator Steve Daines did, that Donald J. Trump did when he was president of the United States, by the way, was, you know, they made reforms to the LWCF, the Land and Water Conservation Fund. Typically, the LWCF had been used to purchase more land, more federal government land, more federal government this, more federal government that. But the money wasn't being used for infrastructure. So that's why you would travel to Yellowstone National Park and say, why do we have all this crumbling infrastructure in Yellowstone? You would travel to Glacier National Park. Why do we have all this crumbling infrastructure in Great Glacier National Park? It's called the crown of the continent. And yet we got jewels that are missing and, you know, pieces that are breaking off. It's because the federal government loves to acquire more, but they don't like to take care of what they got. That and they become more of a welfare state instead of an infrastructure and national security function. But thankfully, you know, Donald Trump, Senator Daines, they reworked the LWCF to where that those offshore oil and gas royalties could also be used to invest in infrastructure. Anyway, I digress. But, you know, talking about the welfare state, Byron Donalds is on the short list to be the vice presidential candidate alongside Donald J. Trump. And Byron Donalds made a very good point. He was talking about how you could go back several decades. And the point that he was making, he was at an outreach event in Philadelphia. He said this: during Jim Crow, the black family was together. And the point that he was making is that even despite all of, you know, the racism that was facing the black community in America and the struggles they faced, that the family was strong. And so anyway, so the media, the liberal media, is now twisting this statement from Byron Donalds, a black congressman from Florida, try to make it sound like, oh, he wants to go back to Jim Crow. Oh, BS. It's not what he was saying at all. He was making a very important point. And now this piece at TheBlaze.com by Delano Squires is pointing out how they're twisting the truth that Byron Donald just shared, a similar truth that was shared by Barack Obama, by the way. But meanwhile, they prop up Ebony K. Williams and they celebrate her for, you know, basically for having a baby the non-traditional way. I'm trying to find the particular. Oh, yeah. She announced that she's pregnant at 40 via in vitro fertilization and sperm donation. So they're saying how great this is, and they're celebrating her. And okay, let's put that aside for. But yet they're trashing Byron Donalds for talking about when the family was strong. And this isn't just an issue facing black families. It's an issue facing all families in the post-1960s sexual revolution time that we've been in, right? But Byron Donalds made a very important point, because I've said this before. The Democrat Party was the party of slavery, the party of KKK, the party of Jim Crow, the party of sharecropping. When they ushered in the welfare state of the 1960s, they ushered in the modern day sharecropping system, which has been destructive to families, which has been harmful economically, and it's kept people trapped in this type of a lifestyle. And that's what Byron Donalds was pointing out, the truth of how the Democratic Party has destroyed inner city America.
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordlund.
There's been recent progress towards a 2024 farm bill, but is it fast enough? Farm policy news from the University of Illinois says lawmakers have hinted that passage of a full farm bill this year is growing more unlikely. Another extension of the 2018 farm bill remains the most likely outcome before the end of the current extension in September. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow is pessimistic that the House Ag Committee passed bill will make it through the House, and she fears a Senate bill will face the same fate. Stabenow rejected Republican proposals because of cuts to nutrition spending and removing climate guardrails in the Inflation Reduction Act funding. Several industry experts point out that the bill is unlikely to pass because lawmakers have only completed a small portion of the necessary steps to pass a bill, and 8 steps are left to go. And it may be raining across much of Montana, but concerns about irrigation water are at hand as the St. Mary siphon at the St. Mary Canal outside of Babb suffered a catastrophic failure while reclamation personnel were monitoring a crack. Thankfully, yesterday no one was hurt, but damage is extensive. Authorities say the canal was shut down prior to the failure, but the hillside, Hooks Hideaway Bar, Hotel, and Roping Arena were significantly impacted and underwater. The St. Mary Canal and Milk River are a lifeline for farmers, ranchers, and communities along Montana's High Line. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, I got to give this story a read here as well. I see Tom Lutie left the Billings Gazette. He left the Lee newspapers, and is now reporting for a liberal-leaning news outlet. He went from one liberal-leaning news outlet to another. He's now with the Montana Free Press, which is funded by these liberal mega donors. But Tom's a, you know, Tom does a good job reporting. You know, haven't necessarily, you know, liked everything, but hey, you know, I'm sure there's people that don't like everything I share either. So that's all right. But Tom Luty has this piece. Can Democrats keep winning in Indian country? I mean, you've seen the polling about how black voters are fleeing the Democrat Party. Hispanic voters are fleeing the Democrat Party. And I've made the point, if you are a Native American in Montana in particular, why would you keep voting for the Democrat Party? Right? I mean, they're flooding your reservations with fentanyl, with meth, and Mexican drug cartel operatives that are targeting Native American women. They want to kill Crow Coal, and they're doing a pretty good job of it, aren't they? Why would you vote for these? Indian country is suffering even more under the Joe Biden, John Tester inflation. You got to drive further to get to a grocery store, which means you're spending more on gas when you're already spending more on gas. So why would you keep voting for the Democrat Party? But anyway, according to this piece by Tom Luty, he says this: tribal communities have long been an essential component of Montana Democrats' electability. Primary turnout figures suggest there might be cracks in that coalition. Back into the phone lines we go, 406-294-0970. Tim in Billings, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Morning, Aaron. Regarding like the St. Mary's irrigation project and the way our government spends money in general, you know, you always hear the politicians say our system is broken. And I got to disagree. Our system is working exactly like it has been set up to work by the politicians in Washington, the bureaucracies who are unelected, and the government as a whole, which is this behemoth that's unaccountable. It's all that's there to do is self-sustain itself and continue to siphon our wealth away from us. And you talked about how the federal government loves to acquire things but not take care of it. Well, of course. Because they can always say, we need more money for maintenance, we need more money for this, we need more money for that. And while you and I are breaking our backs, and they take another nickel here and another dime here and another dollar there, they just get fatter and more bloated. So the system is working exactly like it was designed. Our system isn't broken, it's just corrupt.
Yeah, our system is working out very well for Chuck Schumer and John Tester and even some of the Republicans back there that are milking the system, right?
Absolutely. And you know, I like following a lot of these social media pages that follow the stock tracking of different politicians. And boy, oh boy, you know, that NDA just got signed or is getting ready to get signed. And man, a lot of them have sure been buying a lot of Lockheed Martin and Raytheon stock, and it's almost like they know something's about to happen and we're going to need a lot of military stuff. Weird how that happens as we send billions of dollars to Ukraine to pay for their pension funds, to pay for their nightclubs to stay open. You see footage out of Ukraine. These people are living it up. It looks like they've, whatever their soccer team is, has won the World Cup, and they're all out partying every night. And we're sitting here trying to pay for groceries.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Partying, getting drunk.
Oh, yeah, they're having a good old time. Oh, yeah, they're having a good old time. I'll tell you what, if I was as rich as John Tester, I would tell my investment advisor, hey, just do whatever Nancy does. Just follow Nancy Pelosi's insider stock trading. Just do whatever she does, and my portfolio would be even stronger. Hey, I got to get your take on this, just to hit you with something out of left field here. So apparently an effort to include women, girls, in the military draft, if they're ever to reinstate the draft, apparently that's moving forward in the Democrat-run Senate right now. Man, lock up your daughters. I tell you what, you know, this Biden administration has got us on the brink of World War III. Now, it's one thing if America's daughters decide and choose to join the military, but boy, they better not force my daughter. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
I don't like the idea of forcing anybody. I do find it amazing that suddenly the federal government knows the difference between what a a woman and a man is all of a sudden again, you know. But I think, honestly, Aaron, I think here's what's happening. I think that they see that their recruiting numbers are so low and so abysmal that this is a way for especially the Democrats to say, we can't get enough. We need to enact the draft, and we're going to take women. And you're going to have such an outcry from both sides of the aisle because there's going to be people, it doesn't matter if they have any political affiliation or not, they're going to be staunchly against their daughters being drafted. So then they'll say, well, we need people, so why don't we allow these illegal aliens to serve in the military?
And then we'll they're trying to push that one, too, aren't they? All right, back in 60
Fox
seconds.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Homeland Security calls it the American family with mixed migration status. President Biden will take action today on a sweeping parole-in-place program for illegal migrants who've been here over 10 years and are married to U.S. citizens, giving work permits and a path to legal status to about 500,000. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says this did not happen. President Biden freezing on stage at a Hollywood fundraiser, even though the video shows former President Obama tapping his arm, guiding him off stage. Tonight, President Biden doing more fundraising with former President Bill Clinton and Hillary in Virginia. Summer's not waiting for the solstice to set up a heat dome across the Midwest, Great Lakes, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic. Good thing the public pool's just open for this Philly mom.
Finally get the kids out of the house and bring them swimming so they can, you know, leave me alone.
America's listening to Fox News.
You know, this is another story that ties in with when we talk about this catastrophic failure at the St. Mary Canal in northwest Montana yesterday. To me, it's so symbolic of not just the last 3 years of the Biden tester regime, but it's just symbolic of this forced decline, this economic suicide, which is the Green New Deal, which is the climate alarmist agenda. They are deliberately undermining the American economy, and we're seeing this crumbling right before our very eyes. And it doesn't have to be this way. We do not have to choose decline. And again, going back to that, the black rapper from Michigan, if you missed it, I think I shared it in the 6 o'clock hour, that this black rapper from Michigan was saying, look, I don't agree with anybody on everything. He says, but I saw how good things were under Trump. I see how things are under Biden. I'm voting for Donald J. Trump. This was a black rapper in Michigan explaining why he is supporting Donald J. Trump. We see this catastrophic failure of our infrastructure on the St. Mary Canal. Let's talk about, you know, I mentioned how they want to draft women into war. They're trying to change it now to where women would also be forced to, young ladies would be forced to register for a potential draft. I'll get to that story in a second. Senator Josh Hawley out of Missouri was on with Laura Ingraham last night. But Philip Reichert has a piece at thefederalist.com this morning. He says the military's biggest problem is readiness, not recruiting. So we know that the military is failing to meet their recruitment goals right now because people don't want to put up with the COVID shot that they were forced to take. They're sick of the woke. You've got to allow men into women's locker, in women's showers, all this woke nonsense, drag queen story hours targeting kids on military bases, and just the rest of the bureaucratic BS. But Philip Reichert makes this point. According to the Center for Strategic and International Studies, this ties in with how I've talked about how America has become a welfare state, a regulatory state. So no wonder our infrastructure is failing. No wonder we're failing to meet our national security needs here. According to the Center for Strategic and International Studies, the entire defense industrial base lacks the capacity, the ability, and the surge capability to meet the U.S. military's wartime needs. Also important, China is acquiring high-end weapons and equipment up to 6 times faster than the U.S. Shipbuilding. Right now, we're behind schedule across the board. But what about China? The problem is not just with ships, he writes, but also with the weapons they fire. If conflict with China were to break out in the Taiwan Strait, America could run out of critical long-range precision-guided munitions in under a week. I mean, they are bankrupting our country because of the wars that wouldn't have even happened if Donald Trump were still president right now. And so we're literally seeing everything crumble right before our very eyes here.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
It is a remarkable situation. The Washington Post launching an all-out investigative drive against the British journalist Robert Wynette, who is slated to become its top editor. Who could fire them? Who could abolish their unit? And he worked with John Ford, a dirt digger, who acknowledges in unpublished book chapters obtained by the Post that he used all kinds of unethical means to dig up dirt on former prime ministers, on Paul McCartney and other celebrities. And when John Ford was arrested by London police in 2010, who did he call? Robert Wynette, who helped hook him up with a lawyer, who was assured that his clandestine efforts would never come to light, who discussed getting an untraceable phone for communications. Owner Jeff Bezos now has to decide whether to keep these controversial British journalists. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right back into the phone lines here. 406-294-0970. Got a couple callers on the line I want to get to right now. Some messages also that have come in on our Montana Talks app. Jeff in Victor, the reason the federal government doesn't take care of infrastructure is because the federal government pays $1,004 for a $5 hammer. We've certainly seen some crazy expense reports out of the federal government over the past few decades, haven't we, Jeff? Thanks for that message. Randy in Fishtail with a very good question. Why not keep up what we have built? Ongoing issues almost every place. Restoring a building is not as sexy as building a new one. It takes a lot of understanding to keep up with what you have and not give into the temptation of sexy new buildings. Randy, good point. PERC, the free market environmentalist group in Bozeman, you know, I remember 20 plus years ago they made this great point about how, you know, these politicians, see, they like to build new buildings because then they get to put their name on the new building. Nobody gets their name put on a building by painting it or, you know, fixing the toilets or cleaning the floors. You get your name on the building by being a politician who builds a new building, not by actually maintaining the building that was built, right? Thanks for that message. Let's see. Into the phone lines we go here, 294-0970. First up, let's go to Aaron in Three Forks. You've got some thoughts on women and the draft. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, so do you think your daughter should be able to vote?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so she should be able to vote for a war, but not have to suffer the consequences of that vote. Now, we're all about equal rights, and that's not equal rights. So I suggest there's probably two, maybe three solutions to this problem. Either women need to be responsible for the consequences of their vote and have to sign up for selective service, or nobody has to sign up for selective service and everybody gets to vote, or you don't get a vote unless you're signed up for selective service. Because, I mean, in all honesty, I think it's BS that a woman, and most women are Democrats, so they voted for Joe Biden. And if he gets us in World War III, they don't have to suffer the consequences of it. Their sons do. Their husband might, but they don't.
So do you have a daughter or daughters, Aaron?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got daughters and granddaughters.
So you're cool with them being subjected to a draft if World War III breaks out?
No, I'm cool with them not being allowed to vote.
Oh, really? Okay. That'll be a good Christmas conversation, right, over the dinner table.
You can be as simple all you want, and it's nice that you greet the messages before you have the callers. We're trying to go to work and get our opinion out there, and you read the messages, something that you could read at any time. We're here to listen to what you have to say in Montana.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and we're hearing what you have to say. It's a great thing.
Yeah, after a 10-minute wait. Talk to you later.
All right. Yeah. Well, we also had a news update and a break there. All right. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt your day there, Aaron and Three Forks. Golly. All right. Let's see. Josh Hawley was on. Let's hold that thought. We'll get to Josh Hawley talking about how they want to draft women. At the same time, they're driving recruits, men and women, away from the military with all of this woke garbage. Let's go to Tom in Bozeman. Tom, how you doing?
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, so, you know, Aaron, it seems like every day what goes on and on, whether it's the invasion at the southern border, girls and women's sports, and everywhere we go. But yesterday there was some discussion about global warming and, you know, this craze. You got people out there around the world gluing themselves to highways and stuff because they're afraid that, you know, climate change hysteria. So I just thought I'd give a couple facts quickly. First of all, CO2 is not some kind of a poisonous gas. It's essential for life. And the forests around the world, they absorb about 30% of all CO2 that's produced. You know, and it's about 8 billion metric tons. I don't know how you weigh CO2, but that's what they say. 8 billion metric tons, which is roughly 1.5 times the annual emissions from our country alone. You know, the nana trees, you know, they collect the CO2, and then they convert it to oxygen through photosynthesis. All the global warming, whatever they want to call it, climate change. Well, these are facts. We can look them up. They're not fabricated. So over the last century, the average surface of the temperature of Earth has increased about 1 degree Fahrenheit. Now, I don't know if that's cause for hysteria. Personally, I don't think so.
Well, it was snowing in Butte yesterday. It was snowing in Butte Monday morning, snowing in other parts of the state. Great, beautiful footage at a Georgetown lake with the fresh snow they got there. And it was June 17th. And, man, I remember our liberal buddy Ken in Great Falls was just freaking out earlier this, it's so dry out there. And it's all because the world's going to end because of climate change. So it's like, so tell us again, Ken, why you didn't yet get an electric vehicle for yourself that you preach for the rest of us to get one of these things, and you still haven't gotten one. Yeah, I think our listeners, by and large, get it. Tom, thanks so much for calling in. Great to hear from you. All right, here is Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. He was on with Laura Ingraham last night. Talking about how there is an effort moving forward in the U.S. Senate right now to force women into the draft.
Yeah, here's what's going on, Laura. You've got the Democrats who want to turn the entire military into a giant trans experiment. They want to force women to accept men in their sports. They want to turn biological women into men. And then you got a whole group of Republicans who just want more people to fight all these wars they want to get us into. And the rest of the country, the normal people, are like, leave our daughters alone. This is insane stuff. I've got a 3-year-old daughter. One day, if she wants to volunteer for the armed forces, that is terrific. But the idea that she would be drafted against her will is insane. And I bet every father in America feels the same way. This is nuts. These people are so out of touch.
But we see that, again, the push for equal rights and equal opportunity and, you know, girl power and all the rest. I think the argument is, look, that's what women want. That's really what they want. Okay, then that's what they're going to get. And that means they have to do their part.
You know, here's the thing about equality. If women want to volunteer for the United States Armed Forces, they're absolutely welcome to do it on the same footing as men. Of course, we've got many, many women who serve, including members of my family, by the way. That's fantastic. But that's not what the liberals are talking about here, and some of these, frankly, warmongering Republicans. What they're talking about is expanding the draft, which is involuntary. Laura, let's just go back to that. It is involuntary, that's what a draft is, and saying that if women don't want to serve, too bad.
All right, Josh Hawley on with Laura Ingraham last night. Let's go to Tom in Billings. Tom, what's your thoughts?
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
You know, as somebody like yourself, I, you know, I want to rebut Aaron in Three Forks. You know, I put foot to ass for my country in, you know, in Iraq. So my daughters wouldn't have to be drafted or go to war. I did that for everybody else.
And hopefully your sons, too.
Wrote a blank check.
Hopefully your sons, too,
I wrote
right?
a blank check. And, you know, I don't want my daughter going to war. You know, if she felt the need to volunteer and serve her country, so be it. But I feel like my service, your service, and everybody before us gave them that right.
It is interesting, though, it is interesting, though, I think the real debate here is we as a country and as a society have historically felt the desire, you know, that our young ladies should be protected, right? And if they choose to serve in the military, then they choose to serve in the military. But we're not going to force them to do it, you know, because of biological differences in particular. No, we are okay. Well, we don't even want to have to force men to serve if we don't want to. We'd rather have people that are willingly there. But now we have a society that is okay with no longer protecting young women. They don't want to protect young women in their bathrooms. They don't want to protect young women in their locker rooms. I mean, John Tester voted to allow men into girls' locker rooms. John Tester voted to take away girls' sports opportunities. He is okay with taking away safe spaces for women. And it's not even about equal rights anymore. It's about giving men who identify as women more rights to invade safe spaces for women. Tom, great to hear from you. Appreciate hearing your thoughts. I like that line he used. I put, boot to ass serving my country. He did a lot of butt kickers during morning PT there. Great to hear from you. Thanks for the call. 406-294-0970 if you want to jump in on the conversation as well.
Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Discover a world where unexpected blackberry flavor transports you to a very delicious place. A world so full of refreshing blackberry iced tea that you may never want to leave. However, you will eventually have to. But take your time. Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Visit Amazon.com/Pure Leaf and enter 20 Pure Leaf for 20% off your purchase of new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea.
Fox News commentary.
Joe Biden attended a celeb-filled Hollywood fundraiser while Donald Trump held a roundtable at a black church in Detroit. Pick your player, America. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
It's time to take the quiz. 5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
History, pop culture, science, sports, civics.
How much do you know?
Let's find out.
Who was the first person to walk on the moon?
Jackson or something?
Neil Armstrong.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz right now at thequiz.fox.
Oh, a tale of two presidents. One attended a swanky, celebrity-filled Hollywood fundraiser and had to be corralled off the stage by Obama, while the other went to a black church in Detroit and moved freely around the room all by himself. Joe's campaign raised about $30 million, but their candidate didn't seem to know who or where he was, a typical Saturday for Joe. But beyond the obvious tone deafness of the celeb-filled event in Hollywood, Joe seemingly had another senior moment on stage and had to be escorted off by Obama. On the flip side, Donald Trump hosted a roundtable discussion with black voters at a church in Detroit, and one pastor even praised Donald Trump for coming to the hood, something Obama didn't even do. You know, it's really about showing up and giving a darn, and Donald Trump, well, he does both. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Ask an American what'll happen to corn prices when there's a crop failure, and most get the right answer. Prices will rise. The same is true for predicting what will happen to used car prices if supply chain disruptions limit the availability of new cars. They also go up. But when you ask them to tell you what will happen to housing prices if we add 10% more to the regional housing stock, and more people will answer incorrectly that housing prices will go up than give you the correct answer, or at least what an economist would say is correct. This skepticism over housing development, the entire notion that those who build houses are the ones responsible for making them cost more, is at odds with policies that are needed to make housing more affordable. Instead of allowing supply to increase in response to higher prices, as is the case for most other markets, we insist on carefully scrutinizing and often rejecting housing development we don't like. The result is what you see all around you. I'm Patrick Barkin.
Brought to you by the
UNIT.com. And you can start packing.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flynn.
Okay, I can't resist. John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, is already in the house. I was going to make him wait 12 more minutes to get on the microphone, but what the heck? He's already here. John, I'm walking down the hallway with my cup of coffee, and I just had to kind of laugh. I'm like, Aaron in Three Forks was complaining that he's driving to work right now. And I'm like, man, I drove to work like 3-4 hours ago. Are you freaking, really? You're crying to me about driving to work at 7:30 in the morning?
How dare you? Oh. How dare you, Aaron? Make that man wait all of 10 minutes to get on your radio show. You are so impolite.
My goodness, I know. It's like, you know, I should just be like all those other shows out there that doesn't even take your damn phone calls. Just says whatever the hell I want to say, and you can just suck it. You know?
Call into the damn Bongino show, where he'll take one, two callers an hour, and you will wait the entire 3 or 4 hour show just to get on. Yeah.
Tim in Billings has made it on his show like twice already, but that's because he's such a good, you know, he's got that good, quick, get to the point kind of deal. But sometimes, even Tim in Billings had to wait 10 minutes, I think, earlier.
Well, they know Tim as a VIP caller. He has VIP caller status on your show, so that way it bumps him up.
He's already up there. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Man, I wish I was just driving to work right now. All right, let's get to Robert in Belgrade. Robert, what's going on?
Good morning. The draft, I guess, this morning is a big topic. Just because somebody is drafted doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be in combat. I think everybody in this country that get freedom in this country and an education at a certain age, I think everybody that lives in this country could serve in the military for like a 6-month period. It definitely would make a lot of people grow up and grow a lot more responsible. And I think you being in the military and going through boot camp, you have to agree with that.
And you're right. Like, okay, does that mean that just because they're drafted that they would have to necessarily serve in the infantry or a frontline combat position, or could they? Then again, if the reason they're forcing women into a draft potentially, well, equal rights are equal rights, or equal obligations are equal obligations. Well, there you go. Well, they could make the same reason for saying, hey, I know you really wanted to be a supply clerk, but sorry, you're going to the infantry. But no, great point, though, Robert. Appreciate your phone call. Let me see. Real quick, I want to get an important message out here before we run out of time. I know there's folks out there. Look, if you have a dentist that you already go to for your regular cleanings, you go to a dentist to get, you know, get your x-rays done, all that good stuff. This message is not for you. This message is for somebody who maybe doesn't go to the dentist because, you know, your teeth are just that bad that you feel hopeless. Or maybe you're somebody who's wearing dentures right now and you hate the stinking things. You wish you could get rid of them. You wish you could go to a restaurant and enjoy a normal meal without wondering if your teeth are going to fall out or if you can't chew the steak because, whatever. Let me tell you what. Yellowstone Family Dental has world-class dentistry. They do dental implants right here in Montana. People travel from across the country to come see them. And I'm telling you, their technology is so good. Their specialty, they're so good at what they do that when you get these dental implants, you could go from dentures to, you know, just a few weeks down the road, you can be eating steak dinner out on the town with these dental implants. That's how good these guys are. So if you got somebody who's, you just want a whole mouth makeover, go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. MontanaDentalImplants.com. You don't have to travel across the country. You can get that incredible service done right here in Montana, and I think it'll be a life changer for you based on, you know, some of the testimonials I've seen and heard. Okay, what are we going to talk about in the 8 o'clock hour of the show? John, give us a 30-second preview of what you want to yap about in the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh, I've got to give you my take on that draft.
All
the callers have been talking about that this morning. Definitely want to get into that.
So, like, Miller High Life, Coors Light, what kind of draft are you going to talk about?
I don't think it's going to be the cerveza kind.
No cervezas.
No cervezas.
Okay, all right. Well, I was thinking, I was going to speak a little Spanish at the start of the hour for fun.